7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Oh boy, it's windy. Okay, if you can hear me over the wind noise, the current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of The Dubious Ghost Committee. Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. Blah, blah, blah. It's windy. It's windy. Let me get into some wind cover here. Maybe this will help. I'm down at the creek because of what happened last night. And I'll explain it all here in a minute. Let's get in here. Let's start looking around to see if our favorite fox is just hanging out right around here like he likes to do. There he goes. He's up on the ridge. He's jogging away. Do-do-do-do-do. He's heading downstream. All right. Along with the wind. How did he... He must have seen me. Which way is the wind blowing? Yeah, I'm downwind from him. Anyway, we got guys mowing the lawn on the golf course. The guy's driving right by the golf ball eating ravine right now. Okay. What to do? Let's get down in there. Let's get down into the creek zone so that we can avoid the wind, and maybe our fox buddy will come back, and maybe we'll see what we came down here to see today. And I know what you're thinking, Tobe, but what? We just saw it. Didn't we come down here to see the fox? Well, yeah, technically speaking, we came down here to see the fox, but today I came down here to see a very specific dude. And I'm looking around, and I'm looking up, because we've got to look up. Yeah, you told us all about this last week, Tobe. Look up and make sure you're not under a porcupine that's climbing up a tree. Well, yeah, that's always good advice. That's just a good safety tip. But that's not what we're looking for today. All right, now that I'm down here, on the valley floor. Let's go over here and look for golf balls. Are there any interesting golf balls in the creek, in the water today? All I see are a bunch of white ones, but we're gonna probably have to go down there. Get right down into here and see if there's anything that we can't see because of leaves and stuff, like that one in the water, which isn't anything that I want. Here's another one in the water. There's one, two, three. We got golf balls. We got Kirklands in the water. Nobody likes Kirklands. Oh boy. Okay, stop and look up, Tobe. Look up. I see a squirrel. There's a squirrel in a tree. I don't see any porcupines. I think we're safe. Not that we'd be in danger from infection or anything. Porcupine quills are antiseptic. Jeez, got a lot of white golf balls down here today. So far, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. No more in the deep water. We got 9, we got 10, 11. Any up here in the golf ball eating ravine? not immediately seeing any. What I'm expecting to find are some damaged golf balls. You know, there's a lot of golf balls right up there at the edge of the creek on the golf course that I think people just say, well, you know, I think my golf ball went into the creek, even though it didn't, and so they shoot another shot and they play that ball. So there's always golf balls up on the ridge, right? Which means that when the lawnmower goes by them, ka-chunk, ka-wang, ka-boom, golf balls get hit by lawnmowers and they go flying into the creek. So I'm just checking some of these that are laying around to see if they got any chunks taken out of them. And no. Alright, so here I am, standing on a sandbar in the middle of the creek, lamenting the lack of colorful golf balls. Here's some beautiful fox tracks right here. Yeah, we already know which way he went. So let me spend a little bit more time just looking up. You know, no, I'm going to go all the way upstream, I think. I'm going to go upstream as far as we can. Because here's what happened last night. So I was kind of tired a little bit earlier than usual last night, which is a good thing. And so I started just trying to doze off around 2 a.m. And I fell asleep pretty quickly. Fairly quickly. I was easily asleep by 2:30. Probably sooner. I'm going to pick up this stick. This is going to be a good web stick. So I slept fairly well. Oh, it was nice and cool last night. And so I was sleeping. And sleeping and sleeping. And then something woke me up. And I don't know if it was the cat just messing around or if it was just a coincidence. I woke up when the cat was kind of active. And the cat was running around and doing stuff. And I think she went to the bathroom because I was just about to fall asleep again when she came running through the room. She jumped onto me and then launched off me. I was like, oh my God. I went, whoa. That'll wake you up. And I said, oh, God damn it. And I rolled over and I looked at the clock. And it was 3:36. I thought, okay, that's good. I'm glad it's not 9:30, because I thought, oh great, I gotta wake up now and I still feel tired. No, it was 3:36. Yay, I get to sleep for a few more hours. All right, so there I was, trying to go back to sleep at 3:36, when I heard an unusual sound. And it sounded like this. And I thought, that's an unusual sound. Wait, what the hell is that? So I woke up fully and was thinking, hey, what the hell is that sound? And I said, no, Tub, you don't have to pay attention to the sound. That's just the morning doves again. Because there's morning doves, birds called morning dove, that live in my neighborhood. And I can hear them quite often. They like to sit on top of my chimney. And so when they make their sounds, coo, 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 I can hear it through the fireplace. And that's what I was hearing. I was hearing coo, 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 coo coming in through the fireplace, or maybe the back door, even though the back door was closed. And I thought, wait a minute, the back door is closed. I didn't leave the back door open. Blah, blah, blah. And that's not a morning dove. Because as I was listening closer and closer, it wasn't doing coo, 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 coo sounds like morning doves. It was doing hoot, 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 hoo. Hoot, 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 hoot. And oh, I thought, oh my God, that's an owl. And not only is that an owl, that is a barred owl. We know that sound very well here on the Dubious Goals Committee. Because that's what we heard all spring when we were down here in the creek chasing our owls around. Yeah, I'd come down here and hang out with owls and talk to them, and that's what they would say. They would say, hoot, hoot, hoot. And I thought, wow, that's a barred owl. There is a barred owl in a tree in my backyard or standing on my chimney. Why is a barred owl at my house? Okay, I'm all the way upstream as far as we can go at this point. So that's what we're looking for. A barred owl came to me at night and said, hoot, 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 hoot. And I said, okay, I will come down and visit you in the morning. So, yeah, it wasn't a dream. No, it was all very real. And after about 10 minutes, I didn't hear any more hooty, hoot, 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 hoots. So I went back to bed thinking, yeah, we're going to the creek tomorrow. See if we can find some owls, some barred owls. And well, as of this moment, I have yet to find any. Yeah, I was surprised. I was surprised to hear this because, I don't know, I thought maybe they went somewhere else once, you know, spring has sprung. But I could be wrong. Maybe something else is down here. Maybe there still is an owl down here. I have seen a couple of interesting things. Meaning, there have been a couple of occasions where I have seen a large bird chasing smaller birds. But you only see these dudes for a very short time. You know, they go zip, zing, zoo, right? So it's possible that we've seen an owl down here, but I could have sworn it was something else. But, you know, I could be wrong. I don't know, you know. I'm not an ornithologist. I'm not a bird guy. Ugh. I'm more of a marmot guy. All right, I'm heading back downstream. We're going to... I think we're going to go all the way down. We're going to walk the length of the creek today. And maybe, just maybe we'll see our buddy again. Maybe we'll see our owl friend. Okay. Trying to think about what I should do here. Don't really need the web stick now. I'm going to put that down. And I'm going to take the camera out of my pocket. Because here in another, you know, 15 or 20 meters, we're going to be visible. We're going to be visible to that ridge, that little spot where that fox likes to hang out. So if he returned to that spot and is watching, he's going to be able to see us in a second. Okay. Okay, what do we got? What do we got? Who's hanging around today? Let's find us some dudes. Because I'm tired of finding white golf balls. I want to find more blue golf balls. Okay. Alright, we are now back in official fox spotting territory. Where could this guy be? All right, we were standing out there. He was over there. When he started running in that direction. Now, here's the worst spot. We got to jump down into the creek here, do the rock hopping trick. And the thing is that when we're doing this, we can't see up onto the ridge. We are blind to the ridge. Oops, very slippery, very slippery. And... ooh, on the rock. Rock, 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 rock and roll high school. Ooh. Okay. On the sandbar in the middle of the creek. Now see, the thing is if he knows we're moving downstream, he could switch back going upstream right now and we wouldn't be able to see him because we are en defilade. Okay, keep your eyes open, Tobe. Now, the other thing is, did he switch sides? did he come down, jump over there, and go up there and hide in those brambly areas? We've seen him there before, and we know where he crosses because he crossed right in front of us a couple weeks ago when we were standing right here. Yeah. Now, here's what you do. You look at the bank and see, yeah. See here where all the ivy is matted down? This is where he walks. He walks across here. He jumps down into the creek right here. He crosses. He goes over there. I don't see him over there. Did he get back behind us? I sort of have the feeling that he did. I think that's his whole strategy. You know, we've been watching these guys for a while, chasing them around for a long time now. I'm starting to get an understanding for his habits. So I'm trying to look behind me, but no, cannot see up onto that ridge. All right, so let's climb up onto the opposite bank. This requires stepping on some branches, some tree roots, and then pulling ourselves up by a tree trunk. Yeah, see, look, a fox trail. That's where he likes to run. Okay. Where is this guy? If he is now downstream and watching us from the opposite bank, he will now not feel threatened, and he can easily get back behind us. He can get back into his little foxy spot where he likes to hang out. Okay, where is this guy? And every once in a while, we need to look up into the trees to see if there's an owl. Because I want to find the owl that came to my house last night and said, "Hello, wake up." And I said, "Okay, yeah, I am awake. My cat's been jumping on me." Okay. Anybody up here? Kind of round a corner here. And now we're on that little spit of land, or the peninsula, or whatever you want to call this, with the hentia tree. This is where we saw the marmot the other day. This is where we find golf balls that get mishit off of the first tee. Hey, is this hole in use? This hole looks like it's been cleared. Hey, there's bugs in this hole. Somebody's in this hole. Okay, we've got a hole. The odds of a dude being in this hole are pretty good. The big question is, what dude is it? Is it our marmot? Is it our fox? The thing you need to know is that foxes love marmot dens. If a marmot den is abandoned, foxes will take it over and dig it out a little bit. And this is a big hole. This is a hole that's been dug out, you know, not recently. It's been dug out for a long time. It's been dug out and would fit a fox with no problem. Is our buddy in that hole? I don't know. I can't smell him. But I don't think he would go to ground. I have a feeling that that's an active marmot hole, because this is where we saw our marmot last time. I don't think the fox would go to ground because he doesn't need to go to ground. He doesn't need to go in a hole because he still has plenty of room to move and operate. I thought I saw something, but no. It's just sunlight catching some brown-colored leaves. All right, might as well look on the ground. See any golf balls? I don't see any golf balls. Look up in the trees. Do I see any owls? Well, no. It's windy today.
super windy.
Okay. Where's our fox? Huh. Yeah. Tobe, did you get out fox to buy a fox? Well, yeah. Everybody's going to get out fox to buy a fox. That's what they do. Unless you are also a fox, then it's possible that you may not get out foxed, but yeah. If you're not a fox, you're getting out foxed. It's possible that he's further down there a little bit. There's some blind spots here. He could be on this side down there where we can't go. The only way to find out is to actually get down into the creek here. Ugh. All right. I am now in the actual creek bed. There's water. It's just a meter to my right here. And in the mud, there's tracks. We got... Yeah, okay, we got fox tracks. We got raccoon tracks. Squirrel. Wait. I heard something. Was that a fox running around? Was that a fox noticing that I was looking down and so he decided to run by? Animals are smarter than you think and they're watching you. And they are watching to see what you do. I think I mentioned this the other day. If you make eye contact with a marmot that you're watching, don't break eye contact. Because as soon as you do, that's when he's going to dive in his hole. As soon as you look away and he knows you're not looking, poof, he's going to disappear. I think that's sort of the opposite with foxes, at least adult foxes. Because I think what these guys are doing, especially this guy that we're chasing right now, he'll just watch. He'll sit and watch. He doesn't move until he notices that you noticed him. It's like, uh-oh, that guy just saw me. I better move. Oh, where'd this guy go? Who knows? Who knows? It's not fox photographing day today, apparently. Okay. The reason I say that is because I've reached the end of the creek. I'm just walking through the mud here. It's not even nearly all that muddy. There's leaves. There's no water. It's been dry. Hey, what was that sound? Suspicious. Sus. Yeah, and up to a couple of years ago, we probably could have kept walking another 100 yards or so. Because they buried the creek. The creek used to cut off half the golf course. But no, a couple of years ago, they decided to drop in a big culvert and let it go underground. Which is rude. That's just rude to a creek. So now I'm standing down here. Looking around. I'm gonna go back upstream a little bit here. Duck, Tobe. Yeah, here's tracks. Here's marmot tracks in the mud. Where's our mutty? Well, Armati could be in that hole, or there's a couple of other holes he could be in. If he doesn't feel like being out in the nice warm sun today. It is windy. But, I don't know. Where's the damn fox? Where's the damn marmot? Hey, wait a minute. What's that up? No. I definitely see something reddish brown. Hey, Maybe we do need to move up there. No. That can't be him, because he would move. I'm moving toward him, if that is him. He would not like this very much. Yeah, okay. That's not him. And what is this hair doing? It's one of my hairs got loose. Ugh. Get out of my face. There it is. Got it. Okay. We solved that problem. Good job, Tub. Good problem-solving skills. Yay, I thought so too. Okay. Ugh. Let's turn around. Step back into the creek here. Do-do-do-do-do. Look at all these animal tracks. Lots of all my little friends running around in the creek today. Well, at least we got to spot our fox for a few seconds as he was running away. Wish we could have found our owl buddy. That was crazy. That was so crazy. Because like I said, I get visits from mourning doves all the time. And in the spring and in the early summer, yeah, it gets really annoying sometimes because they'll just sit on my chimney, a pair of them, and they'll just go constantly. And I always think, oh, is that an owl? No, of course it's not an owl. You know, that's been going on for a decade. And then, of course, last night, for the first time ever, it was actually an owl. I couldn't believe it. Okay, so I'm back up on the original bank, the bank we came down on, down here at the end of the creek. I'm just looking around, making sure I'm not missing any super exotic golf balls, because this is the area where we find the craziest stuff. I'm not seeing anything. Not seeing much of anything at all. So what does it all mean? It means I just remembered what else I screwed up. It means we forgot to buy the cookies. I went to the grocery store yesterday because I was all out of food and I like to eat food. So I went to go buy some. And I remembered to buy la boîte de trois croissants. And I remembered to buy the Black Forest ham and the baby Swiss cheese, and I bought some lettuce, and I bought waffles, and I don't even remember what else I bought, but I forgot the cookies. And that's okay. Don't really need to eat the cookies. Ugh. But they're delicious. And then last night at 1:30 a.m. when I said, hey, I'm hungry for a cookie, but there was no cookies. And I was like, oh my God, I forgot to buy the cookies. And they're right there by the boîte de trois croissants. You know, if you're standing there buying la boîte de trois croissants, you're not 3 meters away from the cookies. How did I forget the cookies? I don't know. So is that what I'm doing now? Do I need to go to the store and buy those cookies? I don't know. I'm standing here between the trees. I'm not going to step out onto the sidewalk because then we're going to get blasted by the wind. No, we might get blasted anyway. While I tell you that you have been listening to the Dubiest Wind Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC. Right here on and on radio. Oh my God, it's just getting worse. Hurry up and end.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.